सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् ॐ श्रीनारदाय नमो नमः.
So we were discussing the means of bhakti. So some acharya says jnanam eva sadhanam. Jnan is the means, knowledge. From first you have to have knowledge, and then from knowledge you go to bhakti. Other acharya says anyonya asrayatvam. It is interdependent. From bhakti you can go to knowledge, or from the knowledge you can go to bhakti. Anyonya. Interdependent. But Sanat Kumar says, Swayam Phal Rupat. Swayam Phal Rupat. So bhakti or love is means, and bhakti or love is goal or the result also. Means and result, both bhakti. Now we want to explore bhakti in us. How to get bhakti in us? How to find it out? Then Naraji suggests certain means. Number one, he says, Vishaya Tyagat. Vishaya, sense object. Renunciation of sense object. Why should we renounce sense objects? Because there is no joy content in sense objects. We run after sense objects thinking that there is joy in it. So, Vishaya Tyagat. Then Sangha Tyagat. This Sangha is created by us. Lord has not created Sangha. Attachment to being or sense objects is not created by Lord. It is created by us. So that attachment also we have to renounce. Then he says, Abhyabrit bhajan. Abhyabrit is the continuous. Continuous bhajan. So bhajan can be puja, jap, or also the mainly it is service. Service. Service to the world. How that service to the world should be? Continuously. Puja, jap and etc. They have got limitation. We can't do it continuously. Okay. But I am doing my duties and all that. Still I want to pursue, explore bhakti in me. Okay. Bhagavad guna sravan kirtanat. Then you do the Bhagavad katha sravan. And kirtan, glorify it. After that, Naraji says that you need two more things. If we want to explore bhakti in us, we have to do vishaya tyag, sangha tyag, continuous bhajan, shravan kirtan, and then he said two more things are needed. One is called the mahat kripa, and other is the grace of Lord. Bhagavad Kripa, lesad. Lesad means little bit of Bhagavad Kripa. Little bit of Bhagavad Kripa and Mahat Kripa. Mahat Kripa means the Kripa, the grace of the great souls. Okay. Then we have already seen that there is one Samanya Kripa and another is a Vishesh Kripa. Samanya Kripa, like a sunlight. Sunlight is the Samanya Kripa, it is available for everybody. But if you want a Vishesh Kripa, you put a solar panel on your roof, then you get energy, more energy. Vishesh Kripa. Similarly, we can also do that. Samanya Kripa is always there. If you want Vishesh Kripa, then for that you have to put in effort. So we should do continuously our sadhana. So what is Mahapurush grace? What is Mahapurush grace? Great souls. Like our Gurudev. He got the knowledge, then he decided, although Tapovan Maharaj said, you need not go. It not be given. Those who want, they will come to Himalaya. But he said, no, people are suffering. I should go and distribute it to everybody. And that is how we have got so many centers world over. He established Sandipani. He taught that knowledge to all others, including Grihasthi. And after that, he said, now you spread, spread. That is how we have got 400 centers world over. So this is Kripa. So both Bhagavad Kripa and Mahat Kripa is available in abundance. It's available, it's continuously. Like the sunlight is continuously available, similarly the Bhagavad Kripa and Mahat Kripa is always available in abundance. What should be our prayer? Our prayer to the Lord should be that we should always be covered by that Kripa. Always should be covered by that Bhagwan's grace. We forget their grace and expect the grace to come in a particular form. I will consider that this Mahat Kripa is with me, or the Sant Kripa is on me, or the Bhagwan's Kripa is in covering me. If Bhagwan is able to take the morsel and put in my mouth. If this happens, then the Kripa is there, you know. People want in a particular way. I will consider Bhagavad Kripa or the Sant Kripa only when this thing happens. This is our own understanding, eh? Our own imaginations. Okay. So what should be done? We should be aware that it is always available. Awareness is required. It is always available. That Kripa is there. So Akhandanand Maharaj says, the Bhakta always see Kripa everywhere. Every moment he is seeing that there is a Bhagavad Kripa. And a Jnani, he waits for the grace. Aayega abhi. Abhi puja karte hain, thoda sa puja kar le, then the grace will come. No. But the Bhakta sees grace in each and every aspect of his life, in each and every action. Bhagavad Kripa is there. So there are two words. One is the Pratiksha, another is Samiksha. Pratiksha, a jnani will wait for the Pratiksha, is waiting. The grace would come in this way. Pratiksha, I am waiting. You understand what Pratiksha, na? Pratiksha kach, waiting room. Pratiksha kach. Samiksha, analyze it. Analyze it. You will find it is already there. Blessing is everywhere. Now, how do we understand? Like oxygen is everywhere. Whether I go to India or whether I in USA, it's there. Whose grace is that? The Lord's Kripa. Even when I am sleeping, my digestion, circulation and blood pressure, everything is going on. If it is left to us, we will forget to digest, we forget to breathe, you know. Our pulse rate will be all erratic. But it's all the Kripa of Bhagwan, who is keeping the temperature at a particular level, whether outside it is minus 40 or 100 degree or 120 degree. Doesn't matter, the body temperature remains same. So Samanya and Vishesh Kripa is always available. We should do our part of sadhana. We have to put in our effort. That sadhana we have to do. What is our effort? What is our part? Vishaya tyagat, sanga tyagat, abhyabrita bhajan, sravana kirtanam. This you have to do. We have to put in effort for that. So what we have to do? Be aware about that Kripa is always there. Let us become a good instrument. That's all. Let us make our instrument correct, tuned, so that we can see the Kripa of Sant and Bhagwan. Okay, when the karan is good, then you see the result. You do your part. What is our part to be done? Vishaya tyagat, sanga tyagat, abhyabrit bhajan, sravana kirtanam, and the Kripa will already there. We have to do the samiksha. We have to analyze it. We have to see it. We have to be aware of it. Then the result will definitely come. Then sutra number 39, it says, Mahat Sangastu
Durlabha
Durlabha
Agamyaha
Agamyaha
Amoghascha
Amoghascha Mahat Sangatu Durlabha. Mahat Sangha, company of the great soul, is Durlab, very difficult, extremely difficult. We don't consider it, but it is really, really difficult. Getting satsang is also very difficult, is durlab. In Vivek Chudamani also, Shankaracharya said that. Agamya, it is impossible to know them. Impossible to know a realized person. Why it is impossible to know a realized person? Because there is no outer mark. Because all changes happen inside. His vision change. He is seeing one in all. Same one. He considers his Atma is Sarvatma. It is his vision. It is inside. Changes happen inside. It is not according to the tilak, whether it is round or lambawala or U-shape or with a choti, standing choti or a lying choti or a tied choti, or this type of dress, or that type of dress. No outer sign. No outer sign. Okay. Amoghascha, yet infallible in its effect, result will come. Infallible in the result. Result will come. So Mahat Kripa association with the Mahapurusha is difficult to get. Why Durlab? Please explain, why Durlab? It is durlab because the demand is more and supply is less. In our Vedanta course, we seek application from the people. We hardly get 200, 300 applications all over the world to study Vedanta. Out of which, they select 100, 70, 50, 80, something like that they select. This seems to be fit person. So all of the world is, you consider the population of the whole world, and it is available free. Khana free, kapda free, medical free, still people are not coming to study Vedanta. If they study, then only you can spread. Therefore in Bhagavad Gita, Lord says, Manushyanam sahasresu kaschid yatati siddhahe yatatam api siddhanam kaschit mam tatvata. There are thousands and thousands of people, only few people come. Dekho na, Chicago mein kitne Indian hai. And how many of you are sitting here? Only eight. Only eight. Manushyanam sahasresu hajar hajar. But how many come to listen to Bhagavad Katha or Bhakti Granth? Eight. Out of the eight, what will be the final result? Maybe one. Siddhaye. Yatatam api siddhanam kaschit mam tatvatah. Same thing is said in Ramayana. Durlab brahma leena vigyani. Vigyani? Gyani? Vigyani. Who has got the personal experience also. What is that? Durlab. Brahmalin, one who is abiding in that Brahman, such type of jnana is Durlab. Durlab. Okay. But sometime it is agamya also. Samaj mein aagya, he is Durlab. It's a rare commodity. Supply is less, demand is more. Okay. But why agamya? Impossible to know. So agamya has got two meanings. Agamya, you can't reach. That realized soul is sitting in Gomukh, in some cave. How do you come to know sitting in Chicago? You can't Google. Where is this Swamiji? You won't find. Agamya, you can't reach. Unreachable. Or second meaning of agamya is incomprehensible. Incomprehensible. He may be in your family. He may be sitting next to you. Next to you. But we don't. Bhagavan Krishna took Janma in Yadubans, but the Yadubans didn't know that he is Bhagavan. Many people don't believe. Huh? He is Maharaj. Oh, he is my younger brother. What Maharaj? People consider like that. Agamya, he may be very near to us, but we fail to recognize. They don't realize the state of mind. You see, the changes is happening inside. He's sitting next to us, but his state of mind is different. I am thinking about the object of the world, but the jnani is thinking about the Lord only, sitting anywhere. See his state of mind. Altogether different, but you can't see his mind. You can't see. So therefore, people are not able to recognize. Okay. Sometimes, not only that, some people trouble them, you know. Not knowing the greatness of the jnani, sometimes they give trouble. And jnani, we have seen in our scripture, it says, he will behave like a balavat, like a child. Our Guruji is like a child. Balavat. Or Unmadvat, as a crazy person. Nowadays, perhaps it is, you don't mind if somebody is walking and he is talking. You don't say he is crazy because he is talking on cell phone to somebody. But in earlier time, there were no cell phones. But this crazy person is talking to Lord. As if he is talking to Lord. So what will say? Oh, Unmad hai ye. He is a crazy, mad person. Or Pishachvat. Pishachvat means what? He wants to remain alone. He doesn't want to come to society. Akele akele ghumenge. Tapovan Maharaj. Akele. Don't disturb me. He will go to Kailas 3 times. He visited Kailas. Akele akele. Nothing wrong. Pishachvat. Okay. This Mahapurus can be a very rich person like Janak Maharaj. A Raja. So don't think that a Mahapurus can only be a poor person. We all have got a wrong understanding. If he is a sant, he will not eat, he will not wear chappal, he will sleep on the floor. These are all our understandings, you know, created by us. Mahapurus can be a rich person like Janak, to whom Vyasadevji sent his son Sukadev. To get confirmation whether Sukadev is jnani or not, when father said, you are jnani, Sukadev did not believe. Then Vyasji sent Sukadev to go to Raja Janak. And he tested, and there is a story, I have already told that story. He tested and said, no, you are realized. Sukadev accepted after that. So therefore, he can be a rich person. Or he can be a poor person. Like in last century only, when Gurudev found when that Narasingha Datta Maharaj, a bidi maker in Powai, Bombay. Bidi maker. I hope you know what is bidi. Bidi maker. Or Thakur Ramakrishna. Born in a poor family, poor. Or he can be a householder. Like the guru of Lord Krishna, who was Guru? Sandipani. Was he married? Yes. He had son also. Died. And in Guru Dakshina, they asked that, bring back my son. So jnani can be a householder also. Jnani can be a sannyasi also. Like Sukadev Maharaj. Sannyasi also. So he can be a rich person, a poor person, a householder, or a sannyasi. So never think that only a person wearing such type of dress will be a gyani. Gyani can be a raja, gyani can be a poor, gyani can be a householder, and gyani can be a sannyasi also. Okay, but only few people can recognize such Mahapurus. So agamya means two. You can't reach him unreachable because he is sitting in some cave somewhere, or we are not able to recognize him. Amoghascha, infallible, their blessings never fail. So Mahatma sitting in the cave and praying for the whole world, it is happening. We will get the blessing, it will happen. Because it is amog. Amog ban means a ban, an arrow, which will go and hits its target. Amog. Similarly, the blessings of the Gyani is amog. Sometimes we are with the Gyani, but we don't consider, we don't know that. But such Gyani is sometimes blessed also. But that blessing will be amog. It will happen. You can't think otherwise. His blessings will not be in the vain. So nothing like getting the company of such Mahapurus. Gurudev writes, truly great souls are indeed at any given period of history very rare, and therefore it is not always possible for all people to come into contact with such perfect masters. Even when we come in contact with them, it is extremely difficult to recognize their greatness and to tune ourselves fully to them. We are apt to misunderstand the great master as inconvenient entities. Gurudev is writing because he also considered the saint and sages in Himalaya, they are all parasites on the society. This is people's thinking, huh? Many of the masters have been crushed, whipped, crucified, destroyed by the general stampede of the foolish and their richly dense material preoccupations. The sutra says that even though such perfect teachers are rare, and even when we meet them, it is difficult for us to even to recognize them. And yet, in case we meet and recognize a master and learn to diligently come under his beneficial influence, they are unerringly infallible. Therefore, our Acharya had advised each seeker to remain where he is. Where he is, Guru will come to you when you are ready. This is law. Guru will come in your life when you are ready. Therefore, our Acharya had advised each seeker to remain where he is and with the true devotion progressively purify himself, keeping constantly a deep and consistent inner demand for a teacher. To such a seeker, living the honest life of a sadhak, this is our effort. Living a honest life of sadhak, the teacher will appear to guide him. Whoever be the person, let the seeker understand that the teacher is none other than Sri Narayan in that particular form. Underline that line. We don't consider that. Many times I have told you about that avatar also. The teacher is Mad Anugraha avatar. He has taken a form for us. Teacher also is a avatar. This is the only way to gain a teacher. When the right type of student who is fit for the knowledge meets a true teacher, the transformation that takes place in the student is almost miraculous and sure. After reaching a teacher, if you are feeling no inspiration, to discover no change in your life, even after years of contact with him, understand that either he is not a true teacher or that you are not pure enough to be benefited by that master. So after many years of learning, if you are not inspired, litmus test is that when a teacher comes and he is able to lift your mind to higher, understand that the teacher has come in your life. This is litmus test. If he can raise your mind from the object emotions and thoughts of the world, from the sansara, from anatma to atma, consider that the teacher has come into your life. Devarshi Narad here has said that the influence of a true master is unerringly sure and infallibly helpful at all times to all sincere and serious students. Next.
Labhyate api
Labhyate api
Tat kripa eva
Tat kripa eva. Now how I will get? How will I get this Mahatpurus? I will not get Bhagwan, but I need a Guru. How will I? Labhyate api tat kripa eva. Labhyate, you will get it. Tat kripa, tat means that. That means that. That means Bhagwan, kripa eva alone. In Ramayana, it comes many times we have said, binu satsanga vivekna hoi, Ram kripa binu sulabhana soi. Ram kripa binu sulabhna soi. If satsang is happening, Ram kripa is there on you, then only you will come to satsang. So if you are sitting in satsang, that means the Ram kripa is there. And in satsang only, the vivek will come. You will come to know you have to discriminate between atma and anatma. That will happen only in satsang. So tat kripa means the Bhagwan's kripa. So Bhagwan's kripa only we get the satsang. The Ishwar's kripa or Mahat kripa. It is one and same. Why it is one and same? Because Jnani is Brahma only. Jnani means what? Brahma vit brahmaiva bhavati. Once you have become jnani, that means you have become Brahman. So the jnani kripa or Bhagwan kripa is one and same. You see, even who will be the guru is decided by Lord, you know. It's all decided by Lord. When Vidur went to Uddhavji, it comes in Bhagavatam, when Vidur went to Uddhavji to ask about Lord Krishna, Uddhavji said, Lord has already left this world. He has folded his Leela and gone back. But before going, he has given me the knowledge of self. The moment Vidurji came to know that Uddhavji has got the knowledge of self, he said, give me, mere ko do. He said, Lord has said no. If you want the knowledge of self, then you have to go to Haridwar and meet Maitri Rishi. Who decided for Vidur, who will give him knowledge? Lord. In recent time, Thakur Ramakrishna Totapuri came all the way from North India. There was no communication, nothing. Who sent from North India Totapuri to East India? Thakur Ramakrishna, Lord, there is a bhakta there waiting for you. Go there. Mahatma thinks that I should go to help bhakta. There are many instances, like Prachin Bari was a karmakandi. Naraji said he is doing only karma kanda. Kya hoga ise? He came and told him, no, you start this. In Upadesh Sar, we have seen that all the Brahmins, they were doing the rituals again and again to get more wealth and power. Then Lord Vishnu and Shiv came to direct them. Kya kar raha hai tum? Then came the Upadeshar, the Gyan Kand and all that, they came in. Gurudev writes here on 98 and 99, though the cultivation of devotion in human heart is so very difficult through the continuous contact with the great souls and by the consequent grace of the Lord, an individual can attain it. So where will I get the bhakti? If we continuously attend satsang, then only we will get bhakti. Even if we obtain the company of the great soul, it itself is gained by his grace alone. No doubt this is in line with the scriptural declaration, what of Sri Shankara and such other great acharya. In Shankaracharya, in Vivek Churamani says, verse number 3, Durlabam trayam etad, trayam eva etad deva nugraha hetukam manushyatnam mamuchitam mahapurusansraya. These three are very difficult to get. You get it with the Deva Anugrah, with the grace of the Lord only. What is that? Manliness. Then Mumukchuttam, Mahapurush Sansraya, the company of Mahapurush, Sant. Sutra 41.
Tasmin tad jane bheda bhavat
tasmin tad jane bheda abhavat, there will be no difference between whom. Tasmin in that Paramatma, tad jane and his bhakta. So there is no difference between Paramatma and his bhakta. There is no difference between Jnani and Bhagwan. Lord has already said in Bhagavad Gita, Jnani is my Atma only. So grace of the Lord and Mahapurush is one and same, because there is no difference between Bhagwan and Bhakta. There is no difference between Jnani and Bhagwan. One and same. What is the principle behind it? Brahmavid Brahmai Bhavati, that's all. One and same. So why they decide to bless? Because they see there is no difference between me and the bhakta and the people. Jane. So jane can be bhakta jan or the samanya jan. Jan can be a bhakta or a samanya. Samanya jan means agyani. So bhakta believes in God, agyani does not believe in the God. He is not on the path of God. And in Bhagavad Gita also, Lord has said, Mamai Vanso Jeevaloke Jeev Bhuta Sanatana. Jeev is my ans, he is not different from me. There is no difference between Bhagwan and Bhakta, because Lord has said that Jeev is my ans. So Agya, a samanya person, an ordinary person, he is ignorant about Lord. He is unaware about the God. Whereas the Bhakta is aware about the God. So ignorant stays away from the Lord. Ignorant always stays away from the Lord. But the Lord is always with all his Bhakta. Lord always cares for his Bhakta. Like an angry son, suppose in your family, your son is got angry. And he says, I'm chhod ke jata hai. I'm leaving my house. Parents is not, they are not saying, go away. They are not saying. But out of anger, the child goes away. But the parents are worried. They want to see the safety of the son. They try to search. Where is he? Whether he has taken food or not, he has got a shelter on his head or not. Why they are waiting? Because the father and son or mother and son is one and same, is it not so? Same way, Lord is worried for us. Sant is worried for us. Why they are worried? They are worried because these people are all suffering. They are not able to see the suffering. Even Thakur Ramakrishna used to cry. Standing on the roof of his house, he used to cry, why you people are suffering? Why don't you come to me? Listen to me. Your suffering will end. You come. But people won't come. So why the grace of the Lord falls on all of us? Because we are answer. We are his part only. It is his duty to look after him, like the father's duty to see the children. Like the angry son has gone out, still the father is worried or mother is worried. Similarly, he is worried for us also. So we go from one birth to another birth. Mahatma helps us to come out of this cycle of birth and death. Mahatma sees that they can also come out. They can also come and stand with me on the same platform. But these people are all suffering, going into the cycle of birth and death. Let me take them out. So bhakti is attained by Mahat Kripa or little bit of grace of the Lord. Les matra. And Mahatmas, they are unapproachable because they are in very remote place or incomprehensible. Incomprehensible. We can't recognize them. They have got the knowledge. We have got our own measuring rod. Whether this person is a jnani or not, we measure according to our understanding. Incomprehensible. But if we come into contact with them, satsang will happen, and the satsang will give you the amog result, infallible result it will give. What is this infallible result? So it is said in Ramayana, Satsangati Sanskriti Karanta. Have you heard this line? No. You are not coming to Bhajan Sandhya then. This topic we recently discussed Purjan Gita. Bhagwan Ram is called all the citizens of Ayodhya and is giving a discourse. There is a punya punja binu milaina santa. If you don't have the punya punja, punja means the puji, capital. If you don't have the capital of merits, you will not get or you will not meet santa. And if you meet santa, what will happen? Sat sangati sansriti karanta. Sat sangati, sangati of sant. What will happen? The sansar will end. Sansar will khatam. Sansriti, we are going into from one cycle of death to another birth. This sansriti, this change will stop. So therefore there is no difference between Mahat Kripa and Bhagavat Kripa because the principle behind is that Brahmavit Brahmaiva Bhavati. It's one and same. But they sour their suffering. They sour their grace on the people who are suffering. Like Ajamil was suffering, Naradji went there. Was it Naradji? A sant went there and saw that he was suffering. What to do? He will not listen to anything. But he wants to help Ajamil. He said, Ajamil, you do one thing. You name your child Narayan. Said okay, itna kar lo bas aur kuch nahi karo. Sat sangati, just keep the name of your child Narayan. And at the time of death, Ajamil was shouting Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. Then the Vishnu Parshad came, Yamaraj Dut came. They fought, fighting. They were saying he was calling his son Narayan, but Bhagwan Narayan saying no, he was calling me. Benefit of doubt. So he will go to Vaikuntha. What Gurudev writes about that. Though tasmin tajjane bhed abhavat. This can mean that the true devotee of the Lord and the saint Sri Narayan himself It can also mean that this sutra is being interpreted in this sense by some other commentator, that because of the Lord and his true devotee, there is no sense of distinction. The man of realization is one who has transcended the pluralistic world of infinite distinctions and varieties. To him, all are but the one single divine glory expressing itself through different equipment. This is to reassure hesitant sinner who might feel an inherent lack of self-confidence in himself to come to the path of spiritual seeking. Most people think that I am the greatest sinner of the world. Can I come to this mark? Will it be possible for me to come? He will be naturally conscious always of his past misdeed and sins. Here the sutra assures us that to the Lord there is no sense of difference between the one devotee and another. Sinner is none other than one who has moved away from the real self to identify himself with the flesh, and he therefore lives a life of endless sense gratification. The moment he decides to turn toward the self, the real, he comes to peace and tranquility and joy. The one self plays as the world of the multiplicity, and therefore there is no distinction between the seeker and the sought. Especially the great ones, the great teachers, are those who have realized fully their oneness with the Supreme. Therefore, the grace of real Guru is the grace of Lord Himself. Now the conclusion we will see in our next class. Om
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari.